When Philadelphia voters go to the polls next week to choose a nominee to succeed Mayor John Street, they'll face two major issues: corruption in the street administration and a dramatic increase in the homicide rate. Five Democrats are fighting it out in that overwhelmingly Democratic city, including a wealthy political newcomer, Brad Linder reports.
4 years ago, shortly before the last mayoral election, the FBI planted a listening device in Mayor John Street's office. The bug was part of a corruption investigation that eventually led to more than two dozen convictions, including the former city treasurer. In the wake of that investigation, Philadelphia passed new campaign finance limits, making it harder for candidates to raise large amounts of cash from individual donors. Enter businessman Tom Knox. A first-time candidate, Knox hasn't been affected by the new rules, because his campaign is funded almost entirely by more than $8 million out of his own pocket. That's almost as much money as all of the other candidates together have been able to raise. Knox is not defensive about that.
I'm new in the game, and I believe that in order to catch up, I needed to have some exposure. That's why I put my own money in.
In a field of career politicians, Knox looks like a political outsider, even though he spent 18 months as deputy mayor of Philadelphia in the 1990s. Knox is running on an anti-corruption platform. He says his money shows that he can't be bought, and his campaign tagline is that he's trying to take the for sale sign off City Hall. But there's a price to pay for leading the pack. While Knox doesn't have much of a political record to attack, he owned a bank in the 1990s that offered payday loans, or what his opponents call predatory loans. They were short-term, high-interest loans. Knox's opponents, including a guy who shows up at Knox's campaign events dressed in a shark suit, claim that the millionaire made his money on the backs of the poor. Still, ethics is far from the only issue citizens care about. More than 400 people were murdered in Philadelphia last year, making it one of the deadliest years in recent memory. Like many Philadelphians, Valerie Carney Daniels and Sylvia Whitfolk of Southwest Philadelphia haven't decided who they'll vote for. But they say there are things they'd like to see the next mayor do to make the city safer.
We need to sit down and go into the communities and ask them exactly what do they need to, you know, stop the violence and what's going on.
And I think more on the beat police
more,
officers.
Yeah.
More walking the streets
visible,
will help. Yes.
Visible police officers. Not when a crime or something happens, then you see them, but in, you know, actual presence.
The five Democratic candidates have all made crime a leading issue. Congressman Shaka Fatah and Bob Brady, former City Councilman Michael Nutter, and State Representative Dwight Evans, as well as Tom Knox, all want to combat crime by hiring more police officers, with proposals ranging from 100 to 1,000. For much of the year, Knox held a firm lead in the polls, but for much of the year, he was the only candidate who could afford television advertising. Now that every candidate is on the air, the race has tightened. Michael Nutter has come from behind in recent weeks and is running neck and neck with Knox. While Knox, who is white, has made inroads with black voters in this predominantly African-American city with his rags-to-riches story, Nutter, who is black, has made inroads with white voters with his attacks on the street administration, like this campaign ad.
John Street says I shouldn't be running against him for mayor. But in a way, I am. I'm running against the things he's done wrong. His indifference to the crime and murder epidemic, or allowing political corruption to flourish. I'm running for mayor to do things differently than John Street.
On the city council, Nutter helped rewrite the city's ethics laws, hire new police officers, and pass a citywide smoking ban. Whoever wins Tuesday's primary is likely to become the next mayor. The city hasn't elected a Republican mayor in more than 50 years. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.